So you just listened to the first part of the importance of character development. Now I'm actually going to talk to you about what are some of the people in our own community doing? How are they using it in their business? And most importantly, how can you actually use it in your business? So dive in. This is going to be the second half of the presentation I presented at Funnel Hacking Live. It's a great opportunity. Hopefully we'll see you next year at Funnel Hacking Live. But for right now, go ahead and find out what are some of our current participants and stuff doing in their own businesses, starting and actually using and implementing the things we just talked about in this podcast. Cue the music. Talk to you guys soon.
Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
The hardest part for a lot of us is really telling those backstories. That's what I kind of share some of the things, five things you need to do right now to become a superhero. The first thing is you have to be likable. Don't be boring. I know Ryan spoke a little bit about that yesterday, so we'll glance over that today. But it's probably one of the biggest issues a lot of us have. I have this cross-dressing superpower where I can just put on clothes at any whim. And for me, it's one of the things where I can tell you, as you start having the opportunity of not being boring, it actually draws people to you. The other thing you'll find is you have to share your flaws and your evolution. You want to make sure that you actually develop themes. And most of all, that you become a great storyteller. So we're going to fly through these things real fast here. First of all, as far as three reasons why you must be likable. First of all, it's hard to sustain interest over a long period of time with a character that nobody likes. In fact, if you take a look at most of our comic books these days, they're not about the villain. In fact, if you take a look, most have great villains in them, but there are absolutely no series about the Joker. It's just about the Batman. Joker gets one movie, Batman has endless movies. So how do you actually become a likable character? You gotta do likable things. Huge shout out to Catherine Jones, obviously from the applause, you guys stole my thunder, I should have had that come up after. But how many of you guys fell in love with Catherine yesterday? Catherine, I'm sure your friend requests on Facebook have gone through the roof, you've got dates now and everything else, so realize though, she's extremely likable. Because she pours her heart out. She literally gave and gave. We were sitting there talking about she had over 387 slides to get through in 28 minutes. I don't know how she did it. Superwoman. But she pulled it off. Realize what she did was she over-delivered. And to become likable, one of the things you can do to become likable is to over-deliver on a regular basis. Another thing as far as to become likable, we did this last night. And that is you have to be sincere. We talked about liberate and educate. We've had the opportunity of having tons of money already donated. We want more donated to it. We talk about liberate and educate. We talk about Village Impact. We talk about Operation Underground Railroad because they're a part of us. Realize that the most important part when you're doing this and you're talking about a mission or something that you're passionate about, you need to let people know about that mission. Too often, and again, there's a fine line there as far as how much time you spend talking about your donations and things. It's more about what you're doing. It's the Zappos type of approach to business where for every shoe someone buys, they end up donating another shoe. I was talking with a friend the other day about some of the stuff that Salesforce did from the very beginning. It was their 1% rule where 1% of their stock was donated. 1% of their employees' time was given back to the community. Realize those are things that matter. People start liking companies. They like businesses that actually care about other people. And it's important that you actually share that mission with the people that you're talking to. It's even better, though, when that mission serves your purpose. Rachel was up here just a few minutes ago talking to you about our trip to Bimini in the Bahamas. I had a great time on there because it was fun just talking about this, what she was doing. And so this is last year, March the 2nd. She basically says, I've got a mission. So she declares her mission right up front. I have a mission to raise $1 million for Operation Smile. She then goes on, if you follow her for the next few post, she continues talking about it, where she's basically doing part of her selfie secrets here. She then goes, woohoo, we're freaking out over here. We are becoming Operation Smile business ambassadors. She then goes on to talk more and more about what she's been doing. And most recently, she's excited for the day where she can actually write $1 million check for nonprofits. Now, the key to this, why this is so important, for one, it actually ties into her whole product as far as selfies go. But the real key is, as she told you earlier, she had an issue with her own teeth. It's a personal thing. She can get behind that. And so can everybody else who's involved in her selfie program and things that she's doing. So if you can find a passion, a mission, something you can connect to, it's another way of helping people to like even more. Now, when it comes to being born, again, it's like black and white versus color. Both have the exact same picture of what you're looking at. The difference is you need to add color to what you're doing. You need to be able to tell people. People need to feel it. People need to be able to understand what's going on. I get asked all the time, Dave, do you always have this much energy? No, not always. Most of the time, yes, but not always. And at home, and so there's a character persona that you put on when you're around business, when you're around your work. But realize it's even better when that actually is part of who you are. Make sure that you're not boring. Part I really want to spend some time on right now, and that is flaws and evolution. Realize that characters have to change. What you want more than anything else from your customers, you want them asking one question, and that is, what will they do next? I can tell you right now, there is nothing that excites me more than seeing you guys run through these doors in the mornings to see what we're going to do next. Funnel flicks, what we're going to do next. Who liked the rock concert last night with the color bands? Again, we want our customers always thinking, what will they do next? What will they do next? I want to make sure you're doing the same thing. But part of that, though, is you've got to be really good at what you do, but you don't have to be perfect. And I think this is the part where most people, they struggle with what to share and how to share it. And I know Bernie Brown has this basic comment of the fact, one of the things she always talks about is, don't share the wound, share the scar. And if you take a look at some of your flaws and your evolution, sometimes those are just too raw. And it's right now is not the time to share that open wound. But if you can share that scar has value to those people who follow you. That scar is what helps other people connect and relate with you. Natalie Hodson was on stage a while back, and she was talking about this and basically said one of the things she always does is during the moment of pain, she takes out her phone, puts the video on, and shares and talks to herself so she can capture that video. Because what she wants is she wants the real, raw emotion. What happens over time is that those emotions, they tend to dissipate. But what she wants is she wants to capture it right then and there. I'd encourage you guys to do the same. If things aren't going exactly the way you want, man, talk into your phone, capture that video, express yourself to it. You can then come back later, you can watch it, you can get transcripts of it, you can use that in your marketing. And then once the wound begins to heal and you have that scar is extremely valuable to you. The more opportunity you have of sharing those types of scars, it helps people relate to you. It makes sure they understand that you're not perfect. Superman's biggest problem, as you just saw, is he's perfect. There's absolutely nothing wrong with this guy. And because of that, most people just can't relate to him. On the other hand, take a look at Batman versus Iron Man. Both billionaires, super, super wealthy, both always with a ton of different women. But if you take a look at it, the relationship that Iron Man has with Pepper is a unique relationship. It's a very deep relationship. And all the things that go on, that relationship gets carried over from comic book to comic book, from movie to movie. You don't see that with Batman and his love interests. You see it with Iron Man. Same situation happens with Iron Man in his costume, or his outfit. He has to wear that because it's his weakness. It's protecting him. And you'll see him in battles and everything else where all of a sudden his suit runs out of energy and he comes crashing down and now he's got to charge that suit. People relate to that. That's the kind of stuff people want to know is that, yeah, you're superhuman and yes, you have the ability to do all these crazy things, but you're real. And you have a deep enough backstory that I can relate to you. Some of those flaws as far as evolution and things is really overcoming adversity. This goes back to really keeping stories. We're going to talk more about this. By now, I think, have all of you guys heard you need to keep a story inventory? Is that okay. Keep a story inventory. We'll talk about it later as well. The reason for this, though, is as you start overcoming your adversity, you're going to run across handicaps and problems. Understand one of the main things that people want is they want to see that there's another underdog out there. You'll find the underdog is the one who gets cheered for all the time because other people see themselves in that exact same way. It's that way they have of identifying with you. So please, be willing to share. I can tell you it's been one of the fun things around the office. Russell always laughs about is I really suck at this, at sharing flaws and sharing evolution or my character development. And so anytime he can get a little tear in my eye or actually see me in pain, it actually puts a smile on his face. Not because it's sadistic or anything else. It's because he understands I'm growing. I'm evolving. And I think it's important for each one of you to understand there has to be an evolution in you personally in your business. And the better you get at growing and developing and really experiencing that, you'll find that your audience is drawn to you. They want to know that you're real. They want to know that you have weaknesses. And they want to see you evolve. They want to see you progress. They want to see you get better at telling stories. Dear friend Marley Jacks, I hear people in the back. I'm sure there's a lot of these t-shirts already. We had the opportunity. She was on our Two Comma Club cruise here just this last month. And it was a tough time she was going through. She's going to be on stage tomorrow, so I don't want to steal all of her thunder. But part of it was the fact she was going through a divorce. And that's tough. That's tough for anybody. And I remember as we were sitting there talking on the beach, and she was saying, you know, it's really super hard for me to be here. But I knew, and I know for myself, I had to come. I'm like, Marley, why did you have to come? She goes, I had to grow. I had to get out from where I was. It'd be really easy just to hide right now. And I knew from the people who follow me, who care about me, they want to see me grow. And so sure enough, all of a sudden, as the days continued to go on, I started to see Marley involving herself more and more with more people. And she continued to give. Again, Marley's an extremely likable person. As you can see, basically, as you start walking around this venue, you're going to see a ton of these Team Jack shirts. And the fun part for me is, I was like, well, Marley, where does this whole Team Jacks come from? And she's like, it came from my community. And I think that's the most important part. When your community basically says, hey, I want to support you, that's when you've been open enough. That's when you've been vulnerable enough. That's when you've actually evolved and to the point where people are going, I want to be like you, and at the same time, I want to support you. How can I help? And when your community is willing to help you grow, you have customers for life. Take, for example, Oprah versus Donahue. One of the main things, Oprah destroyed Donahue. Most of you guys in the audience probably don't even know who Donahue is. The reason behind that is because Oprah, she shared as much about herself as she ever did about her guests. And that's the key. What you find about Oprah these days, for those of you guys who followed her and things, she basically had a weight roller coaster. And you look at all the videos and everything else, she's been all over the place. But now, who's she the spokesperson for? Weight Watchers. Unmarried. Here's a woman basically can't get this guy to commit. People relate to that kind of stuff. She's a philanthropist. This is, again, she's donated a ton of money, and she shares that. This is why people love Oprah. And I think it's the biggest reason you'll find in your business why you've got to find some way of connecting it with people the same way. Realize in your business you have to have themes. Some of the themes you've seen from ClickFunnels, liberate and educate. One funnel away challenge. Over-deliver, and Russell always makes sure, family. Family's first in our business, and you'll see it happen a ton. I want to make sure in your own business you have themes. Realize that from a superhero standpoint, common themes you'll see are things like hope and courage, the ability to overcome, justice. All of these are common themes inside of different superhero comic books because they relate to human beings who care. And what you want are customers for life who care about you and your mission, your passion, and what you're doing. One of the main things you want to make sure is that you become a massively great storyteller. This, again, I took this 30-day challenge, and it was probably the best thing I ever did as far as helping me work on stories. And really, I want to make sure you do the exact same thing. You've heard us talk about this before. You literally every single day get at your phone out, and you record a Facebook Live every single day. You're going to find at first no one watches, and that's really good because you're just going to suck at first, and you need to realize that, and that's okay. It doesn't matter if no one follows you, but you need to start learning your voice. The other thing is, we want to make sure you're creating your own story inventory. I've had the opportunity of being around Russell for quite a long time, these last 12 years, and the thing I've come to know more, there's probably not a better storyteller out there than Russell. And we were doing an event one time, and we were sitting up there, and this guy, he just started going from story to story to story to story, and I started just keeping little tick marks, thinking, oh, we'll get like two or three or four. I forget the actual number. We ended up like 50 or 60 stories in 50 or 60 minutes. I mean, it was just crazy because he just bounced from one to the other because he has those in his back of his mind and he knows how he can use them. This, again, was real quick as far as some of the different Facebook Lives that I've did. If you're not doing a Facebook Live, a 30-day Facebook Live challenge, commit today. Start today. Start tonight. Storytelling resources, obviously Expert Secrets. Coming out with a new one. I cannot wait to have you guys read that. In addition, though, here's a couple other resources. True Believer by Eric Hoffer. And the new one, it's the 10th anniversary now of On Writing, A Memoir of the Craft by Stephen King. Great book, autobiographies and biographies and serious fiction. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to go and actually listen to Dan Kennedy actually tell you about all the different things to talk about. So I'm going to skip through a couple of these things real fast. I want you to basically realize that superheroes, the whole idea behind this is you want your customers who follow you, you want them to follow you for life. And for that to happen, what you want them to do is you want, understand your customers, they want to say what you said. They want to feel like you feel, and they want to live like you live. With that said, here's some of the first steps I want you to take. Commit to your first Facebook Live today. Attend the roundtable events tonight. Reason I want you over there is I want you asking questions. If people have concerns, our roundtable events, literally you're going to have 32 of the most amazing people out there. We have a special guest that basically decided to step up and do one tonight as well. He'll be there. I want you to use this event. Use this event to become your own superhero. Find out what you're about. Realize your t-shirt that we gave you yesterday, or day you first registered, that is basically your superhero cape. It allows you all the power in the world to say, to do whatever you want while you're here. This is your safe place. I want to make sure that you have the opportunity of growing and experiencing that. Last but not least, I want you to go out and become the superhero to those you've been called to serve. Captain America, signing out.
All right, that wraps up my presentation of Funnel Hacking Live. It was a ton of fun. I love speaking on stages, and I had the opportunity of being dressed up as Captain America, which is even more fun. But hopefully you got a ton of content and, most importantly, value out of what we just talked about, and that you're going to apply this in your own business. Again, hopefully you're sharing this and you're actually creating your own content. If you are, hit me up on Instagram or Facebook. Let me know where you're sharing it. I'd love to see how you're implementing and taking massive action on the things that you're learning through this podcast. We'll talk to you soon.